How much awareness of our previous existences or lifetimes do we have available to us in this lifetime?
All of it. There is nothing that you have lived that you do not have access to. For the most part, the actual experiences would clutter and hinder your experience here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if you could recall the experiences of even one lifetime, it would take all of this lifetime to recall it. And so you would but be regurgitating rather than creating. You have come forth not remembering because you are wanting to create new experience, but with the guidance from that great, broad, cumulative being who has the knowledge that has come from all of it. It is a bit like saying, here I am, a student of whatever, and utilizing your knowledge to apply it to what you are now doing, rather than telling everyone everything that you learned as you went along the way.
Then can any words be spoken through us that we have not either heard or read in this present lifetime?
You are referring to a non-physical being using your apparatus as speaker?
Absolutely.
As in this experience with Esther, we are limited to her vocabulary.
What are the physical advantages to opening our passageway?
An experience of greater energy, perhaps not in the beginning, for in the beginning, as the alignment of energies is occurring, there can even be a feeling of loss of energy. But once your energies, your physical energies, are completely and perfectly aligned with the energies of your inner being, then you can experience a sort of boundless energy. You literally are more alive, and you may more quickly transmit your thought into the physical equivalent
mm-hmm.
once you are a blended being. In terms of physical advantage, if you are intending health, if you are intending refreshment, anything that relates to your physical body that you are intending, you will more quickly receive it.